fans, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, and this week we have two first-time guests. We have Rich Hoffman from the Philadelphia Daily News and Mike Sielski, welcoming from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Welcome back in town, Mike.
Thanks, Chris.
Good to have you
it.
Back here. So the big news this week, Chip Kelly officially names Nick Foles as a starting quarterback moving forward. Rich, no surprise on your part?
None. Less than none.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, Chip Kelly didn't make this decision. Nick Foles made this decision, and he made it a couple of weeks ago.
So, Mike, moving forward, what has impressed you the most about Nick Foles? What do you think that he needs to do to prove that maybe, not just for the rest of this season, but beyond, that he could be the quarterback of this team?
I think the thing that's impressed me the most is the calmness with which the offense seems to run, or has run within the last 3 weeks. I mean, obviously, you have to throw that Dallas game out because he wasn't very good in that game. But the last 3 weeks, there just seems to be a sense that this is the way it's supposed to be. And, yeah, he's 6'6", and he's not very fast, but he'll run enough to do what Chip needs done in his sort of offense. Going forward, I think he's got to continue to play this way. He was asked about that today. Actually, I asked him about that today, and he said he needs to keep winning, but a lot of that depends on a lot of other factors that are out of his control. I think if he continues to play at this level or approximating this level, I think it's going to be difficult for this team to go into the draft saying, okay, we need to find a franchise quarterback.
Rich, you've covered quarterbacks here for a long time in Philadelphia. Do you think that Nick Foles is someone who can have that mantle of the franchise quarterback, or do you think it's another long line of guys who maybe had a hot start but just wasn't really the guy?
You know, he does not have the advantage of the pedigree, which buys you a lot. He has to overcome that. So far he has, but I think Nick's got it exactly right. He needs to keep winning more than anything else. And I think he's, you know, Mike said it. He there's a level-headedness about him. He's eliminated the big mistake. He is, yeah, I like what I see. I really do. And he has to build on it, but I like it a lot.
So Chip Kelly has his team at 6-5. They're facing the Arizona Cardinals, who are hot themselves, winners of four straight. They're tied for second in the NFC West. And Mike, what are you most impressed by what Chip Kelly's accomplished to this point? Obviously, still a lot to prove, but to this point in the year, what are you most impressed in terms of what he's been able to do here?
That he's rolled with the punches. That he started out with Mike Vick as the starting quarterback, and the offense was one way, and he's been dealt an injury to Mike Vick, and then an injury to Nick Foles, and then an injury to Mike Vick, and he has this team, at, you know, which won four games all of last year at 6-5, and you know, tiebreakers out of first place in its division. We're all still learning about them. This is something that I know Rich has discussed and written about, and I've discussed and written about. We're all still trying to get a sense of who he is and how this is going to go over the long term, assuming he's here for the long term. And I like what I've seen so far, and I think these final five games are really going to be fun to watch to see, okay, what is this team going to be now in this home stretch?
Rich, has he proven to you that he can win in the NFL?
Yeah, I really never had a lot of doubt. I mean, I when he walked in here and I saw established NFL people saying it's not sustainable, I kind of laughed, honestly. I mean, I am very impressed. I think a lot of people, honestly, are afraid of smart people. He walks into any room and he's the smartest guy, and especially in football terms. He's got a lot of personality when he wants to. He's got a lot of confidence. It's very clear, and I think, in fact, this week I'm really interested to see with a bye week if he's got a new bag of tricks, and I think there's a chance he does.
Last question for you guys. Now this team, as we said, is 6-5, right in the thick of the playoff race. Mike, do you think that this team can indeed make the postseason in Kelly's first year as head coach?
I have absolutely no idea. I think it's possible. I think it's possible,
yes.
Yeah, because I think an NFL season, it's not just one 16-game in 17-week entity anymore. It unfolds in stages, and we're entering the final stage of it. And to that end, you have to like where the team is at. They've won three in a row. The defense has been getting better. Obviously, the quarterback play is excellent at this point. I don't know what's going to happen, but if you're an Eagles fan, you have to feel very good about where they are heading into those final 5 weeks.
What do you say, Rich?
If I had to put money on it, I'd put money on the Cowboys, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
But mostly because
we'll censor that answer.
Mostly because
part of the tape right now.
Mostly because they have the last game at home. That said, I walked into this season thinking the Eagles might win seven and ideally would just build a foundation. The last few weeks have changed my mind significantly. They can absolutely be a playoff team, and it won't take a lot. Like I said, your money I'll bet on, but they're pretty close.
It's down here in the pocket right now, so we'll make that happen. Mike Rich, great stuff. Thank you very much for joining us here on our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And remember, have a happy Thanksgiving.